RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets first quest. This is a really good song.
I love this record.
Yeah. So this is Carlos Santana. Mm-hmm. It is Carlos Santana's birthday today. So
okay.
Figured this would be a good selection.
Yeah, I used to love this record.
Yeah, I love this song. So, yeah, good stuff here. This came out in 1999, by the way.
Wow, was that long ago?
Yeah. I mean, that's that album with Rob Thomas at Smooth and all that, and the other song he did with Michelle Branch and all that.
Yeah, because that was like his first album that he hadn't done. Like,
it had been a long time. Yeah, I think he won the Grammy for the album. Yeah, so I think that song Smooth with Rob Thomas was the song of the year or something like that. So, but this is Maria with what is it? What did I say? Product G.
Yeah,
Product G and B.
Yeah, I forgot. I don't think they were. I shouldn't say that.
I couldn't. If you put a gun to my head and said name a song, I'd say just pull the trigger. So, anyway, 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers number text line to be a part of the show. Since we don't have Braves baseball on tonight, and we will have Braves baseball coming up tomorrow night, we'll open up the we can open up the phone lines or what have you. But again, you know, we do this kind of every so often. And we always get good response on this. So we talk a little bit of old school Atlanta. Let me ask you, when you moved here, because you moved here in '92.
Two. Yep.
Okay. What were the high – it's funny to think now, because what were sort of the most popular or high-end restaurants when you first moved to Atlanta? So when I first moved to Atlanta, Nikolai's on the Roof was considered a five-star restaurant. That was the that's the restaurant I think that wrote. It's at the top of the. Is it the Westin?
The Westin?
Yeah, is it the Westin Hotel?
I think that, now it's called the Sundial.
Yeah, but it rotates, right? Yeah. It's on it was on the roof and the thing spins, right?
Yeah, I that's mean, actually the, where we me and my wife got I proposed.
Okay. Was it at Nikolai's or was it
well,
at Sundial?
Well, it was Sundial then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when I moved here in 93, it was Nikolai's.
Okay.
Because there was supposedly like a 3-month wait to get reservations to that restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, like it was one of the most popular restaurants and it was high end because it's considered a 5-star restaurant.
Right. Was that because of, because wasn't, didn't that building get popular because of, there was a movie Burt Reynolds filmed here?
Yes. The one where, so there was the fall out of the Peachtree, the Westin on Peachtree. Oh my gosh. I remember he was a thief in the movie. But yes, that's where that building kind of became famous.
Okay.
Some of the Buckhead restaurant, Life Group restaurants or whatever like that, those were real popular. Pano and Paul's was a real popular restaurant. Vinny Vidi Vici, which I think is still right here on 14th, I believe.
Well, the sign is still there, but you remember someone told us they closed.
Oh, that's right.
But
yes,
the sign is to go,
yes.
And that's what made me think they were still open because I drive that way home. And the sign is still there. So I don't know. I guess they just.
Their veal was really good. I ate there, I think it was twice. I think I only ate there twice. But there were, it's a different, it is a different restaurant scene now in Atlanta than it was when I first moved here. Because there were, well, first of all, I don't really think that everything wasn't a chain. Like there was a lot of local flavor.
Right.
Two restaurants and stuff when I moved here in 93. Like, there was still a lot of, and I'm not talking about just burger joints, something like that. Like, again, like a lot of the Buckhead Life restaurant groups, Mary Mac's Tea Room, Pity Pat's Porch, you know, those were unique to Atlanta.
When you got here, Pascal's was still at
Pascal's,
its old
yes,
spot. Did
yes.
you ever get a chance to go?
No, I did
oh,
not. No,
man.
No, I did not go. No. Nope.
Yeah, that was so for me, because we, you know, my dorm room, I could walk to Pascal's. It
right.
was right down the street because
right.
I was in Wilkes Hall. Shout out to Morris Brown. So we could walk there. But every time my dad came in town to visit, that we ate at Pascal's. So that was one. I just had another one in my head and I just drew a blank.
So a couple of the places, like, so for instance, Buckhead Diner, that was my when my mom and stepdad would come down and visit me, that was their favorite restaurant.
On the one on Piedmont.
Yeah.
Piedmont,
yeah.
Right at Piedmont and Far. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that was a cool spot. Like that was a good date spot. That was a cool spot. One of my favorite date spots was Vining's Inn, which is in that Vining's area. It literally is at, what is that, West Paces Ferry, and one of those kind of little sites. It was like in an older house.
Okay.
Right there in the heart of Vining's. It was in an older house, just a quaint, like, nice date kind of spot that was there. And I don't even know if that place is opening.
And what was it called again?
Vining's Inn.
It's still there.
Is it really?
Right at Vining's. It's right at West Paces and.
It's like right where that street curves.
Right where it curves.
Yeah,
it's still
and
there.
All that stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
It's still there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, I haven't been to that place in.
Was the food good? Because we pass there frequently, and I always wondered.
Well, I haven't been there in at least 15 years or more.
But
I
back
mean,
then, it was good.
Oh yeah, it was terrific. I mean, it was terrific food, but it was a good. It was like a really good ambiance because it was like a quaint kind of place and. You know, again, it wasn't too overcrowded and stuff like that. It was kind of like it was kind of a cool setting, you know. Now, I remember when Canoe opened. Like, Canoe was a really hot restaurant when it first opened.
Right.
And Canoe's still a great place. Like, that's a, you know, about date spots. Like, that's a really great date spot. And that's, I mean, it's really cool, that scene on the river and everything like that. You know, right there on the Chattahoochee and everything, right as you cross, you know, on West Paces Ferry. Like, Canoe was a really cool restaurant, but there was a lot more. It felt like, you know, it felt like, for instance, like Bones and Chops were restaurants that were like really high end or really kind of expensive restaurants. Nowadays, they're like middle of the road kind of restaurants.
Chops,
like, I mean, like, and I don't mean that it's less than or anything like that, but you know, like it was, it felt like Chops or going to the Lobster Bar, you know, at Bones mm-hmm. and all that. Like those were really high end places.
They weren't in the frequent old as much as they are now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it again, like everything cost a fortune mm-hmm. to go out and eat. I mean, like right. everything cost a fortune yeah. nowadays. You know, that was like that felt like that was reserved for like those once a year. Like my ex wife and I, we did my birthday, and that was the SEC championship game when Georgia beat LSU with DJ Shockley.
Okay,
we had my birthday dinner at Chops, and it felt like those restaurants were very exclusive, right? Like, I mean, Bones especially. Mm-hmm. Bones was a restaurant that felt like it was. Is Bones even still there? Is Bones still around? I don't think that restaurant's around now. See, like that was like the high end sort of steakhouse, and then they had the lobster bar right. and everything like that came along. But that was like the high end steakhouse. Like even when I first moved here, Ray's on the River was
yes,
considered
Ray's
a very fancy
yep.
restaurant,
yep.
right? I mean, they had Ray's on the River,
the one that's actually
yep.
on the river right
yep.
there,
and then up by me, you know, where I live, Ray's on. You know, Ray's Killer Creek.
Mm-hmm.
That was right there on Mansell Road. That's still there on Mansell Road.
Yeah, and then there was one. Where was the? There was another one because there was one on the river, and
yes.
then there was one that's a little more closer into town.
There was one right down here in Buckhead, right at Peachtree and or no, sorry, Lennox and Lennox and Piedmont. Right? Wasn't there a Ray? Wasn't
was
that a Ray's?
Was?
You know, like we're on the part of Piedmont where Twin Peaks is.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're going on Piedmont back up toward Roswell Road,
mm-hmm.
Ray's Killer Creek is right there on the right. It's actually in the building before where 680 used to be.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I know where you're talking
it's actually
about, yeah.
across the. It's actually the building across the street is where Mark Barton shot everybody.
Oh wow!
And the day trader that shot all
yeah,
those people.
Yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, in Buckhead. That.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That,
so
yeah, yeah.
So Ray's Killer Creek, I believe, that was at that. Is on that corner. They're literally right at the corner of Lennox and Piedmont right there. I believe that's where it is. But like even places like Hal's has become a almost like a nostalgia kind of place. But back in the early, back in, you know, again, when I moved here in 93, like Hal's was a high end, mm-hmm. you know, type of restaurant. Like Hal's was right. was a high end. Now it's become like an Atlanta tradition, and it's like old school Atlanta. And you know, again, it has a different vibe and feel now
right.
at Hal's. Like it's become, I don't know how you want to say it, very nostalgic.
Right.
You know, but Hal's was considered a high end, like that was sort of like a more exclusive high end kind of restaurant back in the old days.
Right. See, and for me, it wasn't because, you know, again, I was a college kid, so it wasn't right. a whole lot of high end eating mm-hmm. for me. So, but it was a lot of like good soul food places. So for me, it was spots like Owens that used to be on Old National Highway.
Mm-hmm.
Like on Sundays, me and my daughter, she was little, you know, like three, but we'd drive over there and eat. Big Daddy's that's on. I think it's back on Cascade, but they kind of moved and I think they came back. But when they were there, so like spots like that are kind of like the places that are nostalgic for me. But Owens used to be my place. I know there's probably a listener out there that knows exactly what I'm talking about. Owens, good soul food on Sundays. Again, talked about Pascal's, the original one.
Yeah, yeah. And I've heard of Pascal's. I didn't yeah. go there, but I've heard of Pascal's.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think where else back then, man.
But see, you had, you know, back when I moved here, Atlanta was a huge convention city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, Atlanta was a huge convention city.
Yeah.
Like the World Congress Center was always having something going on. So you had a lot of high end restaurants through Buckhead and downtown and places like that. Like there were a lot of Italian restaurants that through Buckhead, as you went up like Peachtree, you know, headed up into the heart of Buckhead, everything. Like there were really high end Italian restaurants and things like that. Like,
right.
like the, you know, it was, and again, I don't know the restaurant scene anymore. I could talk to Steak about that, but I don't know the restaurant scene anymore. But when I moved here, it was a very high end market kind of, and you didn't have like everything was kind of concentrated in town and stuff because. Mm-hmm. the suburbs weren't the same as they are now. The suburbs are the suburbs of Atlanta. I mean, north, south, east, and west. It's a totally different environment.
Completely
now.
Different. Yeah.
I mean, the suburbs are just
like they're built now to where you don't have to come out of
exactly
that.
Right. I mean, you know, if you wanted to go high end or you wanted to go, you know, like impressive date night and stuff like that, you had to go down to Buckhead or downtown.
Right.
Like you had to go down to those places. I mean, mm-hmm. because in suburbia, there was nothing. I mean, it was mostly chains and different things like that. But if you wanted to go to an Atlanta style restaurant, you had to go in town to one of the Buckhead Life Group restaurants or again, you know, some of these restaurants we've talked about. So again, you had to go Buckhead or downtown to go to one of these high-end types of places.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because I'm trying to think where else. Like, and it wasn't high-end, but I remember a friend of the family that was, like, looking out for me while I was here. He and his wife, they brought me to Houlihan's, you know, because there used to actually be one here in Colony Square. And I believe I believe that's the one they brought me to. I can't remember.
Wow.
But for me, that was like, oh, man, this is pretty good, you know. And then they kind of just watered down. And I don't even think Houlihan's is around anymore anywhere.
I don't think so because, again, the one I used to go to was on Ashford-Dunwoody Road.
Yeah, I think there was only two. It was the one here at Colony Square
one. I think there was actually I think there was a third because right on Johnson's Ferry and Upper Roswell Road. Johnson's Ferry and Upper Roswell Road, there was, I believe, a Houlihan's over there at one time. So that area that is, it's Highway 120. It's Upper Roswell Road.
Right,
Highway
I know where you're talking about, yeah.
Johnson's Ferry. There's all kinds of stuff. There was a movie theater over there. There's been an Italian restaurant. I think there's a, the Panda Express over there. There was a Dairy Queen there at one time. They had a Kmart over there at one time. They had a little dollar movie theater. That was another one.
Okay.
But the one on Ashford Dunwoody Road, because the reason we went to that one was because on the weekends, and I think I've talked about this, on the weekends, they converted it into a dance club.
Oh.
So they would take like one area of the restaurant and they would move all the tables out of the way at like 10 o'clock. And they have a DJ, and they had a dance floor, and it would become a nightclub.
Club Houlihan's.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, it was. Yeah, I mean, literally. I mean, it's kind of funny to think about, but because, again, there weren't, you know, it is funny because we've talked about there wasn't that many nightclubs in the suburbs.
Right.
I mean, now you got everything in the suburbs,
yeah,
right? I mean, everything is in the suburbs. But in the old days, you know, there was a couple places on Ashford Dunwoody. I talked about, you know, that plaza. They had Houlihan's, they had Mix, and they had the piano bar that was all in that little shopping plaza directly across the street from Perimeter Mall.
Right.
It was all in that little shopping center directly across the street from Perimeter Mall, and that was one of the places you could go party.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Green's on Peachtree Industrial,
yep.
And then obviously, you know, American Pie in Sandy Springs.
When it was
good old days and American Pie, and they had that whole set up there, and then early 2000s, you could go over on Ashford Dunwoody Road, where the Rio Bravo was, where Houston's was. There was Rio Bravo, there was Houston's, and it was in that Walmart shopping center, and that place on the corner was called Rendezvous.
Yes.
And it was a nightclub called Rendezvous.
I do remember Rendezvous.
Oh my God, we were there. You know, we were there every weekend. I mean, you know, we became regulars at Rendezvous. But Rendezvous was right there on the corner. I don't even know. I think that place is a Japanese or Chinese restaurant now or something like that.
Yeah, because I want to say the people that had Rendezvous, I think it ended up opening, like closing and then opening somewhere else. I can't remember where, but there was another Rendezvous.
I almost got arrested at Rendezvous. My buddy did get arrested at Rendezvous. I had a cop come up to me, and he was like, look, because we were all jacked up on roids and everything. He was like, look, if you came over and helped your buddy, he's like, I would have had to put you down. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, and he pointed two fingers at my chest. He's like, right here in your chest. I would have had to put a bullet in there.
Because
he's like, we couldn't have probably taken you guys. we probably couldn't have taken you guys. Because my guy, my best friend was like Bill Goldberg. I mean, he was 6'1", 290. I mean, he was a monster of a man. And, you know, I was all jacked up, too. I mean, so, but yeah, that was an interesting scene. But you didn't have nightclubs and stuff like that, by and large, in the suburbs. Like, they were, you had strip clubs in the suburbs, but it was very hard to find just like a regular kind of nightclub and dance club. I mean, it was really predicated to just Ashford Dunwoody right across from Perimeter Mall. And even Perimeter Mall didn't really have anything going on over there.
Nope.
I mean, they really didn't have a whole lot of activity going on over there. It was in that plaza where Mix was. It was Houlihan's and that piano bar that was there. And then again, like Sandy Springs was one of the epicenters. Because again, I lived over there for years on Roswell, like literally just north of Roswell Road on Abernathy, right above Abernathy on Roswell Road. And like I said, I mean, it was a, you know, $4 cab ride, $7 with tip cab ride to get to. And this was back before there was Uber. There was no such thing as Uber and all that. But I mean, I would take a cab over there because it was so close.
Right.
You know, and I could just drink like a fish. I mean, so, and that was the, let me tell you, I mean, for people that know American Pie, like that was the ultimate meal.
That place was fun.
Oh, that place.
That place was fun.
That place was a lot of fun.
That was the first time I saw, you know, I was just kind of floored by the fact that they had the beach outside, the little sand, the little.
That was across the street. Well, yeah, but again,
I think American Pie. I think they did too.
But they also.
But there was
had,
that place like right next door, wasn't it?
No, it was across the street.
Was it across the street?
Yeah, it was across the street because they had the beach volleyball.
Yes, it was. You're right. And
they
it
actually,
was across the
they
street.
They actually had some like MMA or boxing fights there too.
Yes.
Was that good old days? Good old days was either right there next to American Pie or across the street from American Pie.
Something was right next to American Pie.
I think it was good old days. I think that was good old days. It was right next to. And they also had $3 cafe.
Yes, that they was, had that $3
was right,
cafe.
That was right
yep,
next
sure
to them as well. But that's where I fell in love with a Star 94 DJ, and I can't remember what her name was. It was Tracy something. Wendy Adams knows who it is because she reminded me of her. But that's why I fell in love with that Star 94 DJ.
That was my 96 rock days, American Pie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, again, they would do Retro in the Metro out on the patio for 99X. And again, I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
that place was hopping.
That was the place to be.
Because we were there on Fridays when I was with 96 Rock. We would do Friday. Matter of fact, it alternate between Tim Rhodes and Southside Steve.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was good times.
Yeah, it was good stuff there. So yeah, I had many memorable nights on American Pie. But anyway, we won't get into all of that. So anyway, all right. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines to you again. We had a good discussion about this earlier. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I'm asking the question: do you have faith and confidence that Kyle Pitts can have that kind of breakout year? Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to be a part of the show, but it's also our phone line. We're asking the question. We had a good discussion about this earlier on in this evening. Do you have faith and confidence that Kyle Pitts can get it done this year? You know, while I understand the idea of, you know, there are things that have to play into Kyle Pitts being successful, quarterback and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, it comes to a point where, and we've been kind of joking about this all night, about the fact that, you know, the Falcons don't have a player in the top 50 as of right now. Again, we're going to see what number 1 through 10 is, as far as NFL best players in the NFL right now for Pro Football Focus. But as of right now, the Falcons don't have a player that's listed in there. And again, every franchise in the NFL is represented, you know, by somebody. And yet the Falcons don't have anybody. And we kind of joke about that. And I understand, look, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter. But it is an indication of where we're sort of at as a football franchise. And again, we're one of only five franchises that has not been to the playoffs in the last 5 years. It's hard to do that. You know, again, even the Arizona Cardinals and some of these, they've all been to the playoffs, right? I mean, there's you know, multiple teams that are not very good. I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars have not been a very good franchise, but they've been to the playoffs, right? They were a second-round playoff team last year. Won their division, won their second round. The year before, they were 3-14 with maybe the most ridiculous coaching situation in history with Urban Meyer and the way that whole thing blew up. And then they won the division the next year. So things can turn very quickly. Players can step up. Players, again, we've been joking about the fact that, you know, well, Sauce Gardner's been in the league for a decade. No, he's not. He's been in the league for 1 year, and he's on the top 50 list. Micah Parsons is going to be a top 10 player. He's been in the league as long as Kyle Pitts has been in the league. So, again, you don't have to have guys that played for a decade to be one of the premier players in the NFL, and we just don't have those guys. Now, we hope that Kyle Pitts is going to be that kind of player. You know, the hope is that he emerges like that. And when I say, you know, when I talk about the idea of he needs to be Travis Kelce, what he needs to be is a guy who impacts your football game, because he doesn't play a premium position that has direct influence on a football game. So he has to be one of those guys. Or why'd you take the guy fourth? If you weren't, and again, people are talking about, well, a quarterback. Okay, well, when you had money or this, that, and the other, why don't you figure out quarterback? If you don't have enough confidence in your quarterback, why are we rolling with the guy? I mean, it's that simple. So do I think Kyle Pitts can have that kind of year? Yeah, he has to. Has to be an impact. Now, again, when I say Travis Kelce, you know, I want 100 catches and 1,400 yards and all that kind of stuff. But look, realistically, I'll take 50 catches and 800 yards if he has a dozen touchdowns. I'll take that. I want the impact to come from he scores a whole bunch of touchdowns. I want the impact from, again, 1,026 yards but two touchdowns. That's not impact, folks. It's not. And the fact is, he's had 96 receptions in the couple of years that he's played with three touchdowns. Three. Well, he gets double-teamed. Every good player gets double-teamed in the NFL. I mean, again, those we throw out these tired old tropes. Well, double teams and all that kind of stuff. Well, every good player gets double-teamed. All the stars that are on offense get double-teamed and all that kind of stuff. Nobody's not accounting for all of those players. But they find ways. They scheme, they coach, they skill, whatever it is, they find ways to, you know, get themselves open and score touchdowns, you know? And that's where I'm at with all of this. I mean, I don't want to hear any more excuses. I mean, I don't want to hear about quarterbacks. I don't want to hear about blocking. You know, he's a really good blocker. I don't want to hear about he's a decoy. Like, I don't want to hear any of those things. If we can't in year three have that, you know, have that discussion about his impact, again, I'm going to ask, why do we draft him? Nothing that it's personal against Kyle Pitts. It's business. It's business. Because, again, it's not a high-impact position on the football field, and we don't get and we don't influence the game enough at those positions. So 404-726-0929, we can get your thoughts. Let's see here. John out in Mora. What's going on, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was listening to you earlier about the DJ. Do you remember Chris Morgan?
Do I remember who now?
Chris Morgan.
Chris Morgan, the radio host?
He used to be on WQXI AM.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Max and Morgan. That was the mid. I used to go watch those guys. I would watch those guys over at what is it, Dirty Owls or whatever there on Roswell Road. There was a little sports bar over there. I used to go watch Max and Morgan over there when I lived over there.
Yeah, Chris, my favorite radio announcer.
Yeah, I remember Chris Morgan and Max Howell. They were the midday. They were the midday show on the old 680.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I came in 1977, so I've been here since 77, you know, from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, cool.
And I've been here, like, you know, so I've been listening to WQXI a long time.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But I just want to let you know that I really enjoy those guys, and I enjoy you. You know, you do a fantastic job.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate that. Thank you. I mean, that means a lot, and I do thank you for the kind words. Yeah, I mean, again, I always used to have fun with Max and Morgan. I listen to them regularly. Again, they weren't the best talk show in the world, but they were guys that I listened to. That was our sports talk radio back then. All right, D out in Roswell. What's going on, D?
Hey, brother. This is a shout-out Sunday at Saints and Council.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy Justin Monday and I are big fans. I talked to you about this before.
Yes.
And we always give you a shout-out at Saints and Council because of Colony Square.
Thank you.
You know, so this Sunday will be a Chuckery shout-out.
Okay.
Of course,
I got to get by there. I mean, I just, you know, I have so little free time nowadays. I mean, the way my schedule is, so I got to get over there because I
well,
really.
You live up where I do, so you know, I mean, it's hard to get up on Sunday morning.
I got to get by there though because again, I've heard nothing but good things about Saints and Council, and I look at it every night and. I want to try that place, so I've got to get over there. So it's not that I'm neglecting. It's just you know I get so little free time that there's always something going on. I mean I'm doing something on Sunday because Sunday's really my only day off, and usually I got like 5,000 things I've got to do on Sunday. So but I got to get by.
Yeah, no.
I love it. I love the idea that you guys are doing that, and I greatly appreciate it. But I definitely have to get by there.
Well, you know, whether you buy that or not, we still give you a shout out because you're our favorite show.
Thank you.
But you know, as far as Kyle Pitts goes, I think with our coach and the weapons that we have, I definitely think he's going to get more involvement in the offense this year, especially because we don't have. I can't even think of his name because he's such a horrible quarterback.
Oh,
we
Marcus
have
Mariota.
A new quarterback.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Mariota would throw to one person, and that's about it. So I think our guy's going to throw things around, and I think Pitts is going to be highly involved in this offense, especially because of the run game.
And I appreciate the phone call greatly. And, look, I think he's going to be a monster in the red zone. I think this is where it comes together for him in the red zone. Let me put it this way. If we're really going to turn this franchise around, and we're going to be a perennial playoff team, and we're going to start winning divisions and all that kind of stuff, then he's got to be one of the guys. Because our draft, our high-caliber draft picks have not been quarterbacks and defensive edge players and all this kind of stuff. It's been running backs, wide receivers, tight end. So those guys have to be at that kind of level. I mean, that's just how it goes. You have to have, again, Sauce Gardner – is a difference maker for the Jets, right? He's a difference maker. You have to have guys that come into your franchise and make differences. And they were a good defense. Now look, the expectations for the Jets are, again, they're as high as they've probably been since, you know, Rex Ryan had them in the AFC title game. Probably that's the last time that they had expectations to be this good. With Aaron, and then you combine all those young players on defense. So, again, you don't have to play in the league for a decade. You can be an influence in a year or two in today's NFL. Micah Parsons isn't a 15-year veteran. Sauce Gardner is not a 12-year veteran. Those guys are instant players that come into the league and make big differences on their franchise. And again, that's why the expectations are where they are. People are looking at the Jets saying, well, they're like the sleeper team, you know, for the AFC. Now, I don't see it because I think the AFC is way too rugged. I think the AFC with the Chiefs and Bills and, you know, teams like that and the Ravens and Steelers and Bengals, like, it's just way too tough of a conference to make some hay in. But they're still looked at it like that. And again, when we draft the players that we draft – we have to have those players be high-caliber, high-impact players. I mean, if Travis Kelce is the best tight end in football, okay? So if we acknowledge that Travis Kelce is the best tight end in football, our guy's supposed to be up at that kind of level. So let's say he finishes number two behind Travis Kelce as the second best tight end in the NFL. Okay, I'll settle for that. I don't have to have him be number one. But I have to have him be a guy who's a true difference maker and influences the outcome of games on a week-to-week basis. It can't be disappears or it can't be stays injured and all these other things that go along with it. Can't be, well, you know, again, he had 1,000 yards, but he had 2 touchdowns. They didn't impact the game. We were a 10-loss team. We've been a 20-loss team the last 2 years. 20 losses. That's not going to get better if Kyle Pitts doesn't, you know, step up with it. And again, it's not a matter of, you know, everybody has to step up. Well, not everybody's going to step up because they're not talented like Kyle Pitts. You know, why do you think Kyle Pitts was picked number 4 overall? Why do you think Desmond Ridder was picked in the 3rd round? How many high caliber quarterbacks? Again, Day-Day, go through. Name me all the top quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, Josh Allen.
Okay, where is Allen drafted?
First round.
Okay. Yeah. All right, go. Keep going.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, where was he drafted?
He was first round.
Okay. Top 10. Allen was a top 5 pick.
Yeah, my guy, drew a blank on his name. Cincinnati from LSU.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Number 1 overall pick.
Yeah, number 1 overall pick.
Again.
Jalen Hurts.
Right. And second round pick.
Yeah, who else we want to throw in this mix?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett, again. You know, Aaron. You know,
I mean, heck, you can even throw Tua in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's questions because of his health, but still.
The point is, a lot of those guys are the top players in the league come from being high caliber draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a first round, and what do we say? First round talent is first round talent. Doesn't matter if you pick number 1 or number 32. You're a first round player in the NFL. That means you are one of the best of the best of the best of the best. And the reason that Desmond Ridder was not picked as a first-round prospect is because he wasn't looked at as first-round caliber talent. And that's not a knock against Desmond Ridder, but when Kyle Pitts is selected 4 overall, you have to have those guys come through your franchise, or you're not going anywhere. You can't swing and miss on picks at number 4, 8, 8, and all this, and think you're going to be a good franchise. You can't live off of fifth-round draft picks that overachieve. The good franchises aren't built like that. Good franchises have high-caliber draft picks that produce, whether it's quarterback, running back, wide receiver, defensive edge. Again, did we not talk about 70% of the top 10, top 20, and top 25 active career sack leaders all come from the first round? 70% of the top 10, 70% of the top 20, 70% of the top 25, they all come from the first round. That only leaves 30% left to spread out among all the other rounds. It's an overwhelming stat. You talk about high-caliber sack guys, they all come from the first round. Very, very few come from anywhere else but the first round. And that's why I get angry about it. All right, more to come. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, Not to the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
My only problem is their insecurity.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show. We head to the top of the hour. Is it JR Sports Brief, or we got somebody?
It is JR Sports Brief.
Okay.
Tonight.
We don't have Josh Hagedone.
Well, he'll probably be here, but yeah, it'll be.
He's not hosting, though?
Not tonight.
We don't have Max von Sydow?
No, not tonight.
But Dom DeLuise?
Nope, not tonight.
We sure?
Positive.
Okay. I never know who's coming up next after us. So anyway, 404-726-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers number text line to be a part of the show. A couple quick things, Day-Day, we can clean up. Our buddy Reese says that Bones is still around.
It is still. I thought so. Because where is he? Did he say? He didn't say. So it's still the same location. No, it hasn't moved.
I would guess. I mean, okay. I can't imagine Bones ever moving. So Ted and Villarica, our buddy, Baby Doe's, and I was there. At Baby Doe's.
Yeah, you talked about Baby Doe's before. Yeah.
Baby Doe's was a very fascinating place. It's right where that RBM dealership there is, up on top of the hill, and kind of what is that? Is that kind of Marietta? I guess
it's I know County. Where you're talking about, where you see right off of 285. Yeah.
It's on the other side of the river from
right.
where Ray's is and all that kind of stuff. Texter also said that he said, definitely I grew up by the East Cobb Houlihan's. So, yes.
Okay.
it was in a shopping place that had Houlihan's, and it was in the freestanding building that was Houlihan's, and then there was also like a British theme restaurant that was in there, because there was a Starbucks there on the corner, and then there was something else that was a, I can't remember what the name of that restaurant was, but it's a British themed restaurant. Like it was a pub, like type of restaurant.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was, but there was a Houlihan's there
okay.
as well. It was in a freestanding building in the middle of the parking lot.
Gotcha.
That was there.
So yeah, I remember the one that was here, and then the one up there by in that perimeter area.
Yeah. So, there you go. Braves today did get it done 7-5 as they had to come from behind, and Strider was all right. I mean, he got 13 strikeouts. He did not get the win as the Braves had to come back in this game, but. Very interesting that they'll start a series with the Milwaukee Brewers starting tomorrow. They'll be on the road in Milwaukee, and then they will play the Red Sox, first part of the week, and then they will be at home against Truist Park against the Milwaukee Brewers. So they will see the Brewers 6 of their next 8 games. So that will give you a little bit of a taste and flavor for. You know, where the Braves are in all of this kind of stuff. So just as far as, again, you know, they'll see that team a lot. And, you know, again, the Brewers have not been, Brewers have played well this year, and they've been pretty good. They're probably first in a division that's not been very good. Good pitching, but I don't know necessarily that they have a lot of great hitting out of all of that kind of stuff. So, again, we'll see what happens. But obviously it's not been Yeah, they had the 4-game losing streak and then came back and won today. So they snapped that losing streak, and Strider with 13 strikeouts in five innings? I think it was six innings for Strider. 13 strikeouts, 1 walk in 6 innings. Still gave up the 2 home runs, though. Still gave up a couple of home runs, so that's not been a good thing. So, you know, Day-Day, I'm at the point where I can – now that I've got a few things past me, like, again, we went, my daughter's about to start high school, right?
Right.
Like August 1st, she starts high school. And we went last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and I dropped about $500 on school clothes. It's crazy. I mean, and again, she's a 14-year-old girl. We didn't get shoes. She's got that. We didn't get like whatever, jackets or anything. We went a whole bunch of different places. We went to the outlet mall and all that kind of stuff over there in Woodstock.
Okay.
And, you know, it was jeans, shirts, sweatshirts. But again, I was adding it up as we went to each store, and I was like, dang, it's like $500-something for for school clothes. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I know you got multiples of kids, but I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they afford to have multiples of kids and just get sucked into. Because again, I'm guessing your kids probably have smartphones and stuff like that.
Just one has a phone because the oldest, he's 12.
Okay.
But the other ones, no, they don't have phones yet. No.
Okay. So I mean, but even at 12 years old, though,
yeah,
it's kind of funny to think about it.
Exactly. Because I wasn't too fond of it, but you know.
Yeah, I was very anti my daughter getting a smartphone. I didn't mind her having a phone for emergency purposes.
Right.
I wasn't super excited about getting a iPhone 50 or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't excited about all of that, but it is crazy. I mean, again, we went a little bit Saturday and a little bit Sunday, and it goes so fast. Like the money
it does
just goes when you spend. And again, we went to the outlet malls,
right?
I mean, which is, in theory, they're supposed to have some better prices, but the reality is that
you have to look in outlet places. You got to look for because. Yeah.
I can find better deals at a regular store than I can.
You probably can. I was about to say, because you literally got a comb at the outlets. They're not just popping up in your face.
The only way that you get good deals at outlet malls is when you buy the clearance stuff.
Exactly.
Like if you get clearance stuff, like there are times when I get clearance stuff that it will be very inexpensive. It'll be a very good deal. But outside of that, I mean, they're what they call their sale prices at an outlet mall. They ain't crap.
No.
Yeah, they ain't crap for different pricing and stuff like that. So now that I've got kind of that behind me and we've got like our trips behind us and all of that, so I am going to get together an order that I'm going to take it over to the guy in Roswell that I met a couple months ago or whatever like that and send off some stuff to be graded for sports cards.
Okay.
Like, so I'm going to get some of my baseball cards graded out with PSA. So I got the Ronald Acuna Heritage Minor League red autograph card, you know, like the Willie Mays card, autograph card that I have. Just stuff like that. Like, there's some high-end stuff. And I have some older stuff. Like, I have a couple of Mickey Mantles and some different stuff like that. That, again, not from 1952, but, you know, from the 60s and stuff like that that I want to get graded out. And we'll probably part ways with some of that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
If that ticket is right, I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And, I mean, again, I hate giving up some of that stuff, but – I want to pay my car off, so I want to find a way to pay my car off. So if I can get, if I put some of that stuff up at auction and see what it goes for, then okay. You know, if I can make, now I've made some good money selling sports cars. I did several years ago. I did a card show where I took my collection and put it out, and I mean, I made thousands of dollars. I mean, I ended up getting thousands of dollars in cash. Because I had Square set up where I could take a credit card, but I didn't take credit cards, and it was mostly all cash. And it was like, I don't know, it was like $2,500 in cash or whatever that I made on that. So.
Yeah, I'm going to take some time this weekend and go through that. Well, first off, I guess I probably could Google to see if the box set should even have anything in it.
Look at go on eBay and see, because again, you can see where the auctions ended.
Right.
So, I mean, you can see what a card... So if a card was up for sale at auction, and also too, like if you really have high end stuff, I can see the prices on Heritage Auctions. I got an account on Heritage Auctions that I can see what auction sold for. That's why I saw that Tiger Woods thing on there. So, but you can go on eBay and look at their auctions where you can get the price of what it closed at. So if it's a if you want to see kind of what the final bid was on it, you can get a snapshot of what the final bid was on a card, particular card or a set or what have you like that. So you can kind of find it there. But yeah, I want to get some stuff graded from PSA and put that stuff online. And I've got, like I said, I've got a few little things here and there that I want to get. And we'll see what happens with all of it.
Okay.
And need to strike now because Ronnie's hot. So
yeah.
I mean, Ronald Acuna's red hot, so I want to capitalize on that while I can. So that card's pretty cool. That card's a very cool looking card of him in the minors, playing for the Rome Braves. This is when he was playing with the Rome Braves, and it's a certified autographed card. So it's not like it's some I handed him a card. And this is issued right from top. So
nice.
Be very cool. So. All right, wrapping things up next with the Love TKO, Chuck Green, Nakia Studios, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, TheOdyssey.com app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. We head to the top of the hour. Is it JR Sports Brief, or we got somebody?
It is JR Sports Brief.
Okay.
Tonight.
We don't have Josh Hagedone.
Well, he'll probably be here, but yeah, it'll be.
He's not hosting, though?
Not tonight.
We don't have Max von Sydow?
No, not tonight.
But Dom DeLuise?
Nope, not tonight.
We sure?
Positive.
Okay. I never know who's coming up next after us. So, anyway, 404-726-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers number text line to be a part of the show. A couple quick things, Day-Day, we can clean up. Our buddy Reese says that Bones is still around.
It is still. I thought so. Because where is he? Did he say? He didn't say. So it's still the same location. No, it hasn't moved.
I would guess. I mean, okay. I can't imagine Bones ever moving. So Ted and Villarica, our buddy, Baby Doe's, and I was there. At Baby Doe's.
Yeah, you talked about Baby Doe's before. Yeah.
Baby Doe's was a very fascinating place. It's right where that RBM dealership there is, up on top of the hill, and kind of what is that? Is that kind of Marietta? I guess
it's I know what you're talking about, where you see right off of 285. Yeah.
It's on the other side of the river from right. Where Ray's is and all that kind of stuff. Texture also said that he said, definitely I grew up by the East Cobb Houlihan's. So yes.
Okay.
It was in a shopping place that had Houlihan's, and it was in the freestanding building that was Houlihan's, and then there was also like a British theme restaurant that was in there, because there was a Starbucks there on the corner, and then there was something else that was a, I can't remember what the name of that restaurant was, but it's a British themed restaurant, like it was a pub, you know, like type of restaurant.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was, but there was a Houlihan's there as well. It was in a freestanding building in the middle of the parking lot.
Gotcha. I remember the one that was here, and then the one up there by in that perimeter area.
Yeah. So. There you go. Braves today did get it done 7-5 as they had to come from behind, and Strider was all right. I mean, he got 13 strikeouts. He did not get the win as the Braves had to come back in this game, but. Very interesting that they'll start a series with the Milwaukee Brewers starting tomorrow. They'll be on the road in Milwaukee, and then they will play the Red Sox, first part of the week, and then they will be at home against Truist Park against the Milwaukee Brewers. So they will see the Brewers 6 of their next 8 games. So that will give you a little bit of a taste and flavor for. You know, where the Braves are in all of this kind of stuff. So just as far as, again, you know, they'll see that team a lot. And, you know, again, the Brewers have not been, Brewers have played well this year, and they've been pretty good. They're probably first in a division that's not been very good. Good pitching, but I don't know necessarily that they have a lot of great hitting out of all of that kind of stuff. So again, we'll see what happens. But obviously, it's not been they had the 4-game losing streak and then came back and won today. So they snapped that losing streak, and Strider with 13 strikeouts in five innings? I think it was six innings for Strider. 13 strikeouts, one walk in six innings. Still gave up the two home runs, though. Still gave up a couple of home runs, so that's not been a good thing. So, you know, Day-Day, I am I'm at the point where I can, now that I've got a few things past me, like, again, my daughter's about to start high school, right?
Right.
Like August 1st, she starts high school. And we went last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and I dropped about $500 on school clothes. It's crazy. I mean, and again, she's a 14-year-old girl. We didn't get shoes. She's got that. We didn't get like whatever jackets or anything. I mean, we went a whole bunch of different places. We went to the outlet mall and all that kind of stuff over there in Woodstock.
Okay.
And, you know, it was jeans, shirts, sweatshirts. But again, it was five. I mean, I was adding it up as we went to each store, and I was like, dang, it's like $500-something for, for school clothes. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. I know you got multiples of kids, but I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they afford to have multiples of kids and just get sucked into. Because, again, I'm guessing your kids probably have smartphones and stuff like that.
Just one has a phone because the oldest, he's 12.
Okay.
But the other ones, no, they don't have phones yet. No.
Okay. So, I mean, but even at 12 years old, though,
it's kind of funny to think about it. Yeah, exactly, because I wasn't too fond of it, but, you know.
Yeah, I was very anti my daughter getting a smartphone. I didn't mind her having a phone for emergency purposes.
Right,
I wasn't super excited about getting a iPhone 50 or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't excited about all of that. But it is crazy. I mean, again, we went a little bit Saturday and a little bit Sunday, and it goes so fast. Like the money
it does
just goes when you spend. And again, we went to the outlet malls,
right?
Which is, in theory, they're supposed to have some better prices, but the reality is that
you have to look in outlet places. You got to look for, because
I can find better deals at a regular store than I can.
You probably can. I was about to say, because you literally got to comb at the outlets. They're not just popping up in your face.
The only way that you get good deals at outlet malls is when you buy the clearance stuff.
Exactly.
Like if you get clearance stuff, like there are times when I get clearance stuff that it will be very inexpensive. It'll be a very good deal. But outside of that, I mean, they're what they call their sale prices at an outlet mall. They ain't crap.
No.
Yeah, they ain't crap for different pricing and stuff like that. So now that I've got kind of that behind me and we've got like our trips behind us and all of that. So I am going to get together an order that I'm going to take it over to the guy in Roswell that I met a couple months ago or whatever like that, and send off some stuff to be graded for sports cards.
Okay.
Like, so I'm going to get some of my baseball cards graded out with PSA. So I got the Ronald Acuna Heritage Minor League red autograph card, you know, like the Willie Mays card, autograph card that I have, just stuff like that. Like there's some high-end stuff, and I have some older stuff. Like I have a couple of Mickey Mantles and some different stuff like that. That again, not from 1952, but you know, from the 60s and stuff like that. That I want to get graded out, and we'll probably part ways with some of that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
If that ticket is right, I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And I mean, again, I hate giving up some of that stuff, but I want to pay my car off, so I want to find a way to pay my car off. So if I can get, if I can put some of that stuff up at auction and see what it goes for, then okay, if I can make, I've made some good money selling sports cars. I did several years ago. I did a card show where I took my collection and put it out, and I mean, I made thousands of dollars. I mean, I ended up getting thousands of dollars in cash. Because I had Square set up where I could take a credit card, but I didn't take credit cards, and it was mostly all cash. I mean, it was like, $2,500 in cash or whatever that I made on that. So.
Yeah, I'm going to take some time this weekend and go through that. Well, first off, I guess I probably could Google to see if the box set should even have anything in it.
Look at go on eBay and see because again, you can see where the auctions ended.
Right.
So I mean, you can see what a card. So if a card was up for sale at auction, and also too, like if you really have high end stuff, I can see the prices on Heritage Auctions. I got an account on Heritage Auctions that I can see what auction sold for. That's why I saw that Tiger Woods thing
right.
on there. So, but you can go on eBay and look at their auctions where you can get the price of what it closed at. So if it's a, you know, again, if you want to see kind of what the final bid was on it, you can get a snapshot of what the final bid was
okay.
On a card, particular card or a set or what have you like that. So, you can kind of find it there. But yeah, I want to get some stuff graded from PSA and put that stuff online, and I've got, like I said, I've got a few little things here and there that I want to get, and you know, we'll see what happens with all of it.
Okay.
And need to strike now because Ronnie's hot. So
yeah.
I mean, Ronald Acuña's red hot. So I want to capitalize on that while I can. So that card's pretty cool. That card's a very cool looking card of, you know, him in the minors, you know, playing for the Rome Braves. This is when he was playing with the Rome Braves, and it's a autograph, Topps autograph, certified autograph card. So it is. It's not like it's some. I handed him a card. And
right.
Decided, no. This is issued right from Topps. So
nice.
Be very cool. So, all right. Wrapping things up next with the Love TKO, Chuck Green, Nakia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.